Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 3rd. I'm reading from the New International Version and I'm actually in South Carolina recording in my old bedroom today, and May is sitting here with me, so you might hear a little bit of background noise. This is a beautiful passage about God's sovereignty, about His perfect timing, and about how He cares about all things. The birth of John the Baptist. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and as they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah, but his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him." His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemy and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but it's begun to rain and thunder. And, you know, some podcasts have that as their natural background, their music in the background. So it's pretty cool. I love this story because I'm just reminded that the Lord, he's faithful. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of David. What we've been talking about for weeks, God told his prophets that he was going to send one in the line of David who would be the prophet of prophets, that would be the Savior. He would be the shepherd over all the sheep. And it was an oath, as it says in verse 73, sworn to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hand of our enemies. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the fact that it is alive and it is working in us even now. We thank you for the special birth of John the Baptist. And we thank you, Lord, that he prepared the way for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, whatever we find ourselves doing today, would you remind us of your love for us? And would you help stir in us a greater love for you? Be with our families, Lord. Bless and keep them, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, amen.